One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Yeah, you got to roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio for another great night. We're brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick, GMC, Volkswagen, and personal injury attorney Carol Ann Gallagher. So great to be back here at Lizzie McNeil's. We're here every Wednesday night. Come on by. Hey, I was out at the Emerald Society Turkey Raffle Monday night. What a great group of guys, and so proud to be a member of that organization. And lined up maybe three or four more guests. So it was well worth visiting with all those guys, and just a terrific night. And tonight's a terrific night because we got Jim Bailey. I was going to use your new nickname, but I won't. Jim Bailey, 25 years on the force. He's a field training officer, 25 years on the job. He's also on the Chicago Police hockey team and the Chicago Police triathlon team. Jim's a Mount Greenwood guy, of course. Jim, welcome to the show, pal.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. All right, so now we were talking before the show. You got an interesting background. Your dad was a cop.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about him. He just retired recently?
He retired in 2005.
And he was Jim Sr.?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He came on in 1968.
So one time you guys were both on the force together?
For about 11 years, yeah.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
There's even some good stories about us doing some work together, too.
Oh,
we'll
I want
to
hear
about
those.
In a little bit, sure.
Yeah.
But he came on in 68, and then in 1973 he made detective, and he retired as a detective. Out of Area 1 at 51st and Wentworth, yeah.
Oh, so wow. Oh, that's a I know that joint.
38 years,
yeah. Yeah,
And I was fortunate, I think we talked earlier, I got his star. So.
Oh, that's right.
Our star, the star.
How many years was it?
There's about a two-year gap, but it's been in the family since 1968 till present.
That's great.
It's pretty cool.
1968 doesn't seem that long ago to an old geezer like me. I had just gotten out of high school.
I was two.
Okay. And now you train other police officers.
Correct.
But you were also a TAC guy for a while, right?
I was a TAC guy in the 9th District for about 7 years, which was absolutely fantastic. Great bunch of people. Worked with one of your former guests, Ray McInerney.
Oh, sure.
So one of the smartest policemen I've ever met.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun. Had a great time. And we did a lot of good work, too, which was the name of the game.
You know, while we're, this just came back to me. There was an officer shot last night.
Yes.
Over on West Irving Park Road. We want to remind everybody, say a prayer for him.
Absolutely.
And
thank
for
you.
His recovery. You know, and while we're talking about that, it's a tough job, I know. And it's changed. I'm sure you and your dad discussed this, how the job has changed.
Amazingly.
It's
incredible how much it's different now.
It's also my feeling that there's a culture that is not good, very anti-cop culture out there. And what's one of the reasons we do this show? We're here to salute and honor the police officers and all first responders, especially Irish first responders, because I don't like to see what's going down out there. And so I'm sure you and your dad discussed this, and let's give him a shout out, Jim Bailey Sr.
Yep. Thanks, Dad, for all the everything you taught me. I learned a lot from him, growing up sitting at the tables, he would tell stories.
I'll bet he would. Yeah.
Old Area 3 guy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where's Area 3?
Well, the old Area 3 was at 39th in California.
Okay.
So now it's a youth center, office for the police department.
Now, you were telling me you and your dad got an opportunity to work together on some cases.
Well, there was a couple instances where when I was in 9, again, working with Ray McInerney and his partner, we were able to lock up 5 burglars. And at that point, we had a call to the detective division. So I called my dad. I said, hey, what are you doing? He goes, nothing. I said, we got 5 in custody for burglary. He goes, I'll be right there. So he came out and processed it. We got felony charges and... He was gone before we knew it. He had all his work done, and we were still typing up some of the paperwork.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
He was on duty when this happened.
Yes, yeah? Yes.
That's terrific.
Yes, yeah. Sir. There was another instance. We were working off our day off in Housing South.
Where's Housing South?
Housing South was the old Robert Taylor and Stateway, Federal and State, between 35th and 55th.
Oh, Robert Taylor Homes, yeah.
And they wouldn't let us work together. We tried that once. The sergeant wasn't having it. But we did make a domestic arrest, a domestic battery
together.
Arrest. Together. And yeah. He was in box one, and I was in box two. So I have a copy of the arrest report where he's the first arresting officer, and I'm the second. So
yeah,
that's cool. That was pretty neat.
Did you frame that?
I have it. It's not framed, but I still have it, yeah. I should frame it, though.
Now, as a field training officer... You get a new guy every day, or how does that work?
The way it works is when we call them PPOs. They're the new guys that come out in the street.
PPOs, what's that stand for?
Probationary police officer.
Okay.
So they're on probation for 18 months.
Yeah.
I get a new PPO once a month. So
you work with them for a month.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's nice because I get to meet different people each month, and I get to show them how to do the job.
Yeah.
And
do you work in the same district? Do you do it all in 22?
Yes. Yep, yeah. 22 on days.
Yeah.
And so it's refreshing because I like to work with the young kids and teach them as much as I can. But it's refreshing because they have a positive attitude and they want to work and they want to learn. So it's really fun to show them as much about the job as I can.
And you know the district.
I do.
Yeah. So you guys are cruising around and you're saying, here's this and here's that. And
I can say, 30 years ago, this is where the cops chased me. And over here, they were chasing me over here.
Yeah. And then where do they go after the month? Do they move on to another FTO?
It depends. Well, they'll move on to another FTO. They could stay in the district. They could move to another district. And in most cases, they'll switch watches. They'll go from, instead of working days, afternoons or midnights.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which is good. They get a good feel for the different watches and different districts, too.
And so you guys act like partners for the month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In a squad car.
Yep.
Yeah. Huh.
It's a lot of fun.
I remember the great movie with Robert Duvall and what's that crazy guy's name? The actor. Anyway, Robert Duvall is the FTO.
Okay.
Sean Penn. He dated Madonna.
Yes.
And that's a great movie, though.
It is.
I can't remember the name of it, but Colors.
Colors.
Yeah. And Duvall is terrific in it. Remember, he gets shot. There's a helicopter above and everything, and he's just, let me catch my breath. Let me catch my breath. Those are his dying words. But that's a great film about an older guy and a younger guy, and he's showing him the ropes. And actually, they have an old joke about the bull. Remember that?
I do.
Okay.
I do remember
that. Tell that on the air.
I do know that joke.
Okay. Did you ever use that in your repartee with the young recruits?
On occasion, yes. So
okay.
I know this is G-rated, so I got to keep it clean.
Okay.
Or PG, maybe PG-13.
It's a hard G. You'll hear later when we tell some jokes. All right, so you're a field training officer every day. Every month, you get a new guy who comes in,
correct,
new recruit.
Yes, sir.
Now, you were going to tell me a story. Something interesting happened today.
So every day.
Today being Wednesday, November 20th.
Yes, and I tell the young officers that the great part about this job is every day is different, and you are going to see so many things that after 20 years you should write a book, which I wish I would have done.
Yeah.
I didn't. So today we're driving, and I got my PPO driving, and we're on Vincennes, about 91st Street, and we see a young man, and he's on a skateboard, and we're from a distance. So
were we in 99th and Vincennes?
91st and Vincennes.
Okay.
I
know the area.
Going northbound. As we get closer, we see it's a young man on a skateboard, and he's wearing fuzzy slippers. Upon a closer inspection of this individual, we see that he is wearing a bathrobe.
Yes.
And nothing else.
Oh, really? Is it open or closed?
It was, for the most part, closed. A little flapping at the bottom, but not too bad.
And he's skateboarding
down and like...
Down Vincennes.
Down Vincennes. And this has got to be about 1:32 in the afternoon.
And there's a lot of traffic on Vincennes.
There's quite a bit of traffic on Vincennes in the afternoon. And my PPO he's like, I can't believe I just saw that. I go, yeah, And she goes, "Aren't you shocked?" I said, "No." I said, and he said, "You'll become immune to seeing things like that in the future."
Yeah.
But that was just a classic. That's how our day goes sometimes.
Yeah.
You just see just amazing things. It's crazy.
But you didn't think to say, "Hey, what's your story?" or anything to the guy.
No, you know what? He was minding his own business.
Exactly.
He wasn't breaking the law.
Could have been asking for trouble.
My theory is, yeah, let the laying dog sleep.
Yes, exactly.
let him be.
Let the sleeping dog sleep.
Yes, just
very good. Yeah. And did you get? But you got a laugh out of that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And every day, I try and make sure that they laugh, just so it kind of takes away
sure.
the stress of the job.
Yeah.
You got to have a humor to be on this
what
job.
What time's the day start?
We start at 7 in the morning.
Okay.
And we're done at 4.
Wow. And that's a big district. I mean, it goes. Does it go up to Western? Is that?
We go up to on the far southwest edge to 115th and actually Cicero.
Oh, okay.
And then as far east as 87th and Eggleston.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
And then northwest, yeah, 87th and Western, and then basically about I-57 and 119th. So it's
yeah,
very big district. Yeah.
But I'm now this is just because I lived there in that. The farther east you go, the more trouble there is. Am I right?
There can be more calls for service east. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many cops who live in that district, though. It's do you remember Jack Hurley? And
I remember very well.
Okay.
He used to own a little business on 111th Street back in the day.
What was his
Universal
business? Universal what?
Yeah, Universal Liquors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was probably his yeah, sister's
well,
business.
He was also Pat Sheehan's partner.
Correct.
They told me a great story about they went to some black lady called the police, and maybe her car was stolen. It was the middle of winter, freezing out, and they get to her apartment. She's got the heat up to like 90, you know, the radiator is cranked. And they sit down on the couch. They're both in uniform, and they start filling out the papers, and they both fall asleep on this lady's couch. And she let him sit there for like 3 hours.
Well, maybe she thought they needed some rest.
That's what she said. They said, "Why didn't you? They woke up. Why didn't you wake us up?" You know, the radio's going, "Where are you?" and everything. She said, "Well, you look so peaceful."
Well, I just sleeping. Let you guys rest.
But that's the beauty of it. I mean, it's
every day's different.
Yeah, the human comedy of life.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And just some of the things people say and do.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. You just shake your head and say, I can't believe I just saw that.
I'm thinking of stories but I can't tell them on the radio. So we're talking with Jim Bailey. Oh, tell me about the hockey team. Did you play hockey in high school?
I did.
At Marist?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so now you're on the Stars, the Chicago Police Officers hockey team.
Correct.
What's that schedule like?
It's different. So we actually have 5 different teams. We have so many guys that play and some of the young guys that are at higher levels. So we play at different levels.
Yeah.
And the schedule, it varies from week to week. Sometimes we'll play at 10 o'clock at night, maybe 7 o'clock at
night. Do you play
night.
Each other? Or?
No, we play in a men's league at Johnny's Ice House. And
oh, yeah.
So there's probably about
that. Wait, isn't that on Western Avenue? Where's Johnny's Ice House?
Johnny's is on Madison.
I know that one.
There's
yeah,
two of them, one yeah, on Loomis and one on Campbell.
Okay.
And so we play just a bunch of different men's leagues. Each team.
Is it full body checking?
No checking.
Oh, okay.
Getting too old for that.
Yeah.
There is some contact, but nothing too serious.
And then the fire department has a team as well, right?
They have a couple teams too. So they have like an A team and a B team. And our A team plays their B team once a year, and that's up at McFetridge. And then every year our C team plays their C team at Morgan Park, the new rink at 115th and Western.
Oh, that's the one where the old stadium club's right across the street.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And so that's a big event. Right?
Big event,
big
yeah,
charity
right,
event, is that
right,
what it is?
And we used to play the fire department at the United Center for numerous years, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that went away for whatever reason,
oh,
but that's okay. But we still raise a lot of money for our charities, and it's always fun to play those guys.
Yeah. Now, how long you been a triathlon guy?
I've only been doing that for about 3 years. And
now, let's go. What exactly is that? Is it a part of it is running?
Running?
How long do you run?
It depends on the distance of the triathlon.
Ah.
So I've done what are called Olympic triathlons, half triathlons, and then full triathlons. The Olympic is basically a 0.9 mile swim, 25 mile bike, and
wow.
a 6 mile run, and then a half, and then it just doubles. A half is 1.2 mile swim, 56 on the bike, and then a
56 miles on the bike.
Yeah. And then myself and another officer from 22, Jeff Swit, we're training to do Texas Ironman in Houston
Ironman.
In April.
Yeah.
And that's a full Ironman. So that's going to be a 2.4 mile swim, 112 on the bike, and a 26 mile run.
Does Chicago have a triathlon?
They do, and that's an Olympic. It's usually in August, and that's the smaller one.
So they swim right in Lake Michigan, right?
Right in Lake Michigan, right in Monroe Harbor, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Our friend Ricky Barrett is in that, very into that. Well, our pal Skinny was a marathoner for years.
Yes,
and
yes,
years
he was.
I've never been interested in that.
it's a lot of fun. The challenging part is the training.
When did you start doing that?
This is like about 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Just recently.
Just recently. Yeah. My buddy.
Did you run track in high school or anything?
I did not. I did six. I want to say six Chicago marathons.
Wow.
And then I've done about three or four half marathons. I just did the Chicago half in September.
Okay.
In Hyde Park. We do the Run to Remember every year.
Oh, yeah. When is that?
That is the first Saturday in May.
And that's about police officers who have been killed in the Lord.
Exactly. For the Memorial Foundation. That's a nice little 3.1 mile run along the lake.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yep,
yeah.
That's a lot of fun. And I'll do the ridge run occasionally, but a lot of it is that the hard part is the training, especially the swimming, because obviously it's a little cold to swim in the lake now. So
yeah,
got to find a pool.
Stay in shape, to stay
right to get
condition.
Your conditioning correct.
Where do you swim?
I'll swim at Hayes Park.
Where's Hayes Park?
Hayes Park is at 85th in California.
Because Ridge Park used to have a nice pool.
They still have a pool. I'll go back and forth depending on my schedule whenever I can get time to get in the pool.
Yeah. Huh. Well, good for you.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
It keeps me in shape, too.
What about your 16-year-old son, Kevin? Hey, Kevin. does he get into any of that stuff?
He's a hockey player.
Oh, is he?
So I don't know where he got that from.
And what are you, a defenseman?
I play forward. I can play defenseman. But to kind of go old school, I'm as a defenseman, I'm like an Andy Frame. Remember the guys that
you
took a
them.
Ticket and they went right by you? Yeah, that's how I am on defense. So I'm better up forward.
Okay. Your dad didn't play hockey, did he?
No, my dad did not.
Okay.
He was just
with your head.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He was very proficient with the firearm. That was his
that's
expertise.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, you were telling me a story about your grandma and the pistol. Tell us that story.
Yeah, so this was, God rest my grandmother.
Yeah, what was her name?
Florence Bailey.
Florence Bailey.
And she passed away at 100. She got a century on this earth,
God rest
which
her lovely
remarkable.
Soul.
But she was about 85, and there was some young nefarious characters trying to get into her shed.
Yeah.
And she came out the door.
And where was she living?
She was living in Garden Homes.
Okay,
small community.
Right next to Marionette Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she told the kids to get out of there, and they told her to go do some things. And so she went back into the house, and she got her five-shot snub, and she put three in the air, and off they scattered. That was the end of that.
That's great. Good for her. Florence.
She's a classic. She was a beauty.
Yeah. I won't get into what gun you were telling us, but... So, any other stories? Any close calls?
A couple. I remember early on in 9 responding.
Where's 9?
9 is Bridgeport and Canaryville
sure.
and that in Brighton Park.
Yeah.
We were responding to a burglary right off the expressway about 52nd and Princeton. And, you know, we pull up and they're pointing to the back. And as we're going to the back, we hear the bullets whizzing over our head.
No kidding.
So, yeah. Fortunately, I'm like Rudy, 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing, so it didn't hit me. But, that was
And who
scary.
Was shooting?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. I saw a car take off, and that was it. So,
oh, my God.
So that was crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's tough out there. It's scary.
It's challenging. And, you know, the name of the game for our guys is to go home the same way they got to work.
Absolutely.
That's number one.
Yeah. And you're telling these kids this stuff as each day goes along, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the most important thing. It's got to be, I mean, so you and your PP, is it?
PPO.
PPO yeah. are getting calls and going out and answering calls and stuff.
Correct.
And you're kind of watching these guys and keeping an eye on them at the same time. And would anybody ever freak out on you?
Not too terribly. I mean, okay. There's been some crazy situations, and they reacted the way they should have.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is I, when I'm with them, I make them talk to the people that we're calling.
Oh,
requesting
good.
Our service.
Yeah.
You know, if we do a traffic stop, I have them talk to the driver. Yeah. So they get acclimated in
sure.
how to talk to somebody during a traffic stop, be professional, and you know, they might say things that are offensive, and don't take it personal.
And these days you got to have a thick skin.
You do.
Big time.
And I tell them, you know, nothing's personal, and you don't know what kind of day this person's having.
Yeah,
they could
true.
Be having a completely crap day, and you're going to take the brunt of it. And a lot of times when that happens, you'd be surprised, you know, after the stop's over, we might not even give them a ticket, and they'll apologize, say, listen, sorry, I didn't mean to be offensive. No worries. We understand. Yeah. And then we just move on.
God, you know, when I was a kid, I had two uncles that were cops. And my dad, you know, you deal with the police. You say yes, sir, and no, sir. And otherwise, keep your mouth shut. And do exactly what they tell you. That's good advice.
Absolutely.
I always thought it was. It always helped me when I was getting arrested. Nothing serious. But you know, you see some of these guys today on the TV shows or whatever, and they're giving lip to the cops. And I thought, boy, that's got to be the stupidest thing you could ever do, especially if the cop's having a bad day. But I am really upset over this culture. It's frightening. And do you have any idea, how do we stop that? How do we overcome that?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think from our end, all we can do is be professional and be helpful. And for us in particular, make sure we act like we're on camera, because we probably are.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody wears the body cameras now, right?
Yeah, we have body cameras, and then we have in-car cameras in a vehicle. So, everything we do is being recorded. We can't control sometimes the actions of others.
Yeah.
If somebody needs to vent, we let them vent.
Yeah.
And so as far as the respect we get, I think that starts more at the home. You know, maybe they weren't getting the respect as younger kids that they right. deserved, or they saw mom and dad not giving the respect to each other, and that carried over to their youth and their teens.
Somebody told me once the most dangerous call that a police officer can go on is a domestic.
Absolutely.
Is that true? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because there are so many unknowns.
Yeah. Passions are high.
On occasion, you'll get an instance where you've been there before, so you know.
Oh, the same address and everything.
Yep. Yeah. But we just, in 22, we had there was a homicide last night. They got a call, and the boyfriend upstairs shot the girlfriend in the head and then left. I mean, it was a domestic, you know, but he was gone, and they tried to, you know, revive her and get her medical assistance as soon as they could, but it wasn't in time.
But they're looking for him now.
Yeah, and it was a domestic.
Yeah,
and it just those can go from 1 to 10 in a split second.
Sure.
And that's the other thing about our job is people don't realize is we have to make these split second decisions.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes we can't go back and rethink. Oh, I should have done this. And that makes this job very challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Well, be safe out there.
All right.
Jim Bailey.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're a class guy. I can tell just by talking to you.
Well, thank you.
And you know what? You're the kind of guy we want teaching the new police recruits coming on. That's good.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. I'm doing my best, and I'll continue to do my best.
Okay, pal. God bless you. Thanks for coming on the show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back here on Hibernian Radio after these messages from our friends.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Caroline Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan, Hibernian Radio. Hey, we're back with Jim Bailey because he has more to tell about his Irish heritage, and we didn't cover that. And this is an Irish program.
That's what I heard.
What were you going to tell me?
So I have some family on my mom's side from Northern Ireland. And in fact, it would be my great-grandmother actually had four tickets to get on the Titanic.
Wow.
And the story
four tickets for her family,
for family, and this was before my grandmother was born. She had a couple siblings, and they were supposed to get on there, but the story, there's two different stories of why she didn't. The first one was one of her older brothers, or one of her sons rather, had the measles.
Oh yeah.
And then the other issue was transportation, getting from where they lived to the actual
where'd they live?
Port. Yeah. They lived in Northern Ireland.
Armagh?
Kind of near where Crossgar is in that area.
Okay.
So that was, you know, interesting. If she gets on that boat, I'm not
talking to you. Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And was that your maternal grandmother?
So that was, it would have been my great-grandmother, so my grandmother's mother.
Oh, wow. Do you ever go back?
You know what? I've never been.
We're going in January. We got two seats open.
I've never been, and my mom's been there three times.
Oh, sure.
So, and then my great-grandmother's cousin was a guy named James Martin.
Yeah.
James Martin invented the ejector seat for fighter pilots.
Wow.
And jets.
Oh, no kidding.
And if you actually... you guys, I'm sure, remember Sully Sullenberger?
Sure.
He wrote a book.
He's the guy who landed the plane on the Hudson River.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
He wrote a commercial airliner.
Yes. Too.
He wrote a book.
Sully did?
Sully did. And in the book, he thanks James Martin, who is a family member, you know, three or four generations,
yeah,
for creating that invention, because he flew in the wars, and apparently that saved his life.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, he was an old fighter pilot, yep. Sully. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Oh, you have an interest. And so you got to go to Ireland, man.
You know what? I want to go, and my mom keeps telling me, you know, there's places where my great-grandmother, where they grew up, and
sure.
their towns and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And she had my mom's second cousin was the Minister of the Environment in Northern Ireland. Yeah, he was with the Ulster.
He didn't do such a hot job. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
It can't be all as good as me, right?
Exactly.
Right, you know, he had a couple. He had a couple black sheep. So he was you know knee deep in the government out there.
Yeah.
And he's still alive, and
he's still there. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom talks to him occasionally, and I think the last time she went out there, she visited.
Oh, you
got to
go. Ireland is a revelation. I mean, it'll just open your mind. It's amazing.
I encourage you to go. That's on the bucket list for sure.
Okay, cool. Any other points you wanted to make?
I think that's about it. For this hour.
Okay. All right. We'll have you back.
I'll come up with a few more.
Thanks,
sure.
Jim Bailey. Been great having you again.
Michael, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
All right, now we're going to move right into the obits. All right, Billy? And I believe the intro to that is, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window at Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's and any of those great saloons and see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?" I preface that because maybe a lot of people don't know who Jimmy Goff was. Old friend of mine. He worked at Skip's New Evergreen on 87th Street. He worked at Hart's, 99th and Western. And, you know, I grew up in the neighborhood. But at a certain point, the only time I was in the old neighborhood was when I was there for a wake. And so whenever I'd see Jimmy Goff, he would say, "Hey, Hooley, who died?" And so this is who died. Mary C. Donovan, Nee Tierney, County Galway, age 80. Beloved wife of the late George Donovan, a loving mother of Joseph Donovan, Chicago Police Department. He's also a member of IBEW 134. And Mary Johnson, she's married to Gregory. Mary Donovan retired as a nurse after many, many years at Holy Cross Hospital. God rest her soul. Also a friend of Jim's, Dan Mahoney, Chicago Police Department. I think he's being waked over at St. John Fisher. He was around 58. God rest his lovely soul. Dan Mahoney, Chicago Police Department. Annie Kathleen Boggins, a native of County Mayo. God help us. Beloved wife of the late Michael Mick Boggins. Loving mother of Joan, Mary, and Michael. God rest her soul. Annie Boggins. Jim Kirby, 92, James D. Kirby, 92, United States Army Air Corps veteran of World War II, beloved husband of the late Mary, and devoted father of Meg and Kim. He was a member of the Payless Memorial American Legion Post, the Payless Gun Club, Green Acres Sportsman's Club, and one of the founding members of the Payless chapter of Ducks Unlimited. Obviously, he was a hunter. He also worked as an outdoor columnist for many newspapers. Jim Kirby, 92, God rest his soul. Robert Bob Jenkins, native of Port Leash, Ireland, passed away on November 15th at the age of 83. He was the beloved husband of Joan, the father of Joan, David, Marie, Teresa, Robert, and William. God rest her soul, his soul, Bob Jenkins. He's going to be at Our Lady of Lourdes Church on Tuesday. So say a prayer for him. And I think we can wrap that up. We can close up the crypt, Billy. Take another break. And we'll be right back after the messages from our friends.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts, with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hey, you know, I was fortunate to be over at McGaffer's Saloon Saturday and talk to our old pal Chubbs Polfus. Every year, Chubbs does this great thing. Christmas is for caring. It's a gathering toys for kids. It's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every year. He raised close to $40,000. He's been doing it for 21 years. So let's take a listen to this interview with Chubbs Polfus at over at McGaffer's Saloon.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan at Hibernian Radio. Hey, you know, Christmas is coming. And one of the great things about the Christmas season is our old pal Chubbs. And he's once again, this is the 20th year, I think, maybe 21st year, of Christmas with a Cause over at McGaffer's Saloon. Chubbs, tell us the whole story.
Well, Hooley, thanks for letting us on here today. Listen, it's pretty simple. We got all our old 16-inch softball guys, the Bud Louisville Takers, and we went into the Hall of Fame. And we got together and met, and everybody started bringing a toy that night. The end of the season, we then the next year we told them bring another person with you, and it's grown. Now there's 200 people come by.
Yeah,
it's like the kickoff of the season, you know.
Absolutely, and it kicks off the Christmas season.
Kicks off the Christmas season in the town here, And we get
Forest
a lot
Park.
Of the Forest Park. So
7737 West Roosevelt Road.
Yes, right here on Roosevelt Road, right across from Portillo's. Plenty of parking. And, you know, we get a lot of support from the neighborhood places, the unions, of course, Liquor and Warehouse Union, the Elevator Constructors Union, the Iron Workers, the Ornamental Iron Workers, and, you know, the Teamsters. They're all big supporters of us and get us started. And then we go to the local neighborhood watering holes. We've got O'Sullivan's, Duffy's. Yeah. You know, old school.
They all kick in.
Angelo O'Leary's, they all kick in. We put them all on the back of our shirt. And
oh, cool.
It's a great thing. We got Farmington Meats and Weinstein Meats in town here. And MP Kitchen, Blueberry Breakfast in LaGrange, and Curry Chevrolet right down the street. And they all help us out with some simple prizes and gift certificates and things like that. And it makes it for a nice date. We try to raise some money for some of the great charities on our thing, our Shriners Hospital for Children, the veterans, of course. We've got our VA Blind Center over here. We got the Fisher House, the Heinz Fisher House, over in Maywood here. St. Jude's Research Hospital, Forest Park Community Center for Seniors. We love to take care of the seniors.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing. Opportunity Knocks for the kids. The Ambrose Foundation for the kids, the Mulliganeers.
Oh, they're great.
Mulliganeers from Riverside, they're great.
Pete Brown.
Petey Brown's one of the best.
God bless them.
And the Ronald McDonald House over at Heinz, and the Best Buddies program over at Riverside Brookfield High School.
Oh, terrific.
And it's all good stuff, and we try to just do the best we can for them and get a bunch of toys. Most important thing, just bring a toy, boy or girl.
Yeah.
And we give it to all the needy, you know, organizations around.
Now, and I remember last year you raised a ton of dough. Do you remember how much dough you raised?
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty high last year. I don't know. It's probably, you know, 30
to
40,000.
30
to
40 grand, that's incredible.
Probably each one gets, we hit so many on there, gets 1,000, 2,000 for each one. But the toys were 65 giant bags of toys, which were the most important thing.
That's a beautiful thing about
and it was great. And no kid has a bad time.
So it's Saturday, December 7th, here at McGaffer's Saloon.
Here at McGaffer's.
7737 West Roosevelt Road. Starts at 4, goes until closing. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, just stop in, have
a
drink.
Party.
You see a lot of softball guys.
You'll
see a lot of
people
the old
you haven't seen in
Board
years.
Of Trade, Mercantile Exchange guys. I mean, there's just tons of good people, and just to kick off the season. Every once in a while, a celebrity, one of our best ones, is Jeremy Roenick from the Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah.
He loves the help us out, and if he's in town, he tries to come over here. And you know, one time he had his book here and he was signing his book for everybody. He's
God
just a great
him.
Guy
yeah
and loves to help out.
And you have jerseys and stuff like
we
that
have, yeah, yeah, he signed some jerseys for us and things like that. And there's some good sports memorabilia, bar memorabilia, because that's what we like to do.
Well, that's one of the greatest bars in town,
and it's a old thing, and you can always find something that's fun.
Yeah.
And then It's a lead into the hooligan ball.
The Hibernian hooligan ball. And, big
and that's the next week. So
that'll
be
week.
A nice thing. Yeah. See the place.
Yeah.
Come back in, the next week.
Come here and scout it out.
Have a scouting report and come on out. And you can't beat it. You know, I mean, it's just you run into a lot of good people here, you know.
All right. We hope to see everybody out there Saturday, December 7th from 4 until closing. McGaffer Saloon, Christmas.
With a cause.
With a cause, and it's a great event. Chubbs, I salute you. God bless you for doing this every year and helping
just
all
like
those kids and all those people.
Trying just to organize things and get people together. That's all it is.
You're going
and
to
it's
heaven.
All the good
you're
people.
Going to heaven, pal.
Well, I hope. That would be a good thing, I think.
Exactly.
I hope on that, you know, and I think my mother's already there and my father's already there.
There
and I'd like to see it. Because that's all, you know, I grew up on the west side there of... You know, and that's how it used to be. I grew up in Resurrection, Jackson and Cicero.
The old neighborhood.
And the old Irish neighborhood. And I'm telling you, it was that's how it was. Everybody helped everybody else.
God bless
them. And when you fall down, pick
somebody
up, help them up, you know?
All right,
and get them back on the right track. So,
thanks so much, pal, for what you're doing. We'll see you Saturday, December 7th, over at McGaffer's Saloon, 7737 West Roosevelt Road, from 4 till closing. Bring a gift.
There you
kid.
Go. Bring a gift.
Okay.
God bless.
Thanks.
Thanks a million. Okay, guys. Hope to see everybody there.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I had the great pleasure to speak to Vincent Winters from the Achill Island Heritage Center over in Ireland. just outside of County Mayo. He's going to be the Ancient Order of Hibernians, Division 59. Our old pal Tim Noonan is going to be presenting Vincent at 6 p.m. December 2nd over at St. Zav's. He's going to give a talk on Ackle Island in room L215. Had a lot of fun talking to Vincent. He's also going to be over at Gaelic Park the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I think that's November 30th. And then on Sunday, December 1st, he's over at Chief O'Neill's at 3 p.m. And he'll be at Gaelic Park at 7 p.m. And Monday night, December 2nd, you can catch him at the Ancient Order of Hibernians meeting over at St. Zav's. So let's give a listen to Vince.
Hey, Vince English. How you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I got you on speaker. And we're recording your call for the radio. Everybody here in Chicago is excited about seeing you December 2nd over at St. Zav's for the Echo Island Talk. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're in there at 7 p.m. on a Monday evening, and we're just promoting the Ackle and the Mayo heritage and Irish heritage, and we're sharing our passion really for the Irish heritage, talking about the landlord in Mayo pre and post famine. So it covers quite an extensive time frame. Really, we're going touching on some of Chris O'Malley's history.
Oh, good.
The Pirate Queen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. O'Malley, yeah. Right.
A true legend in West Coast of Mayo. And I believe you're visiting our homeland in next year. I see you have a trip planned for Westport.
Yeah, we go every year. I just got back, actually, in October, but we're going again in January. We go to Westport all the time. We're doing a film about Weeping Jim Kearns. The late Alderman James Kearns was the father of the Chicago flag. He was born in Kilmina, Inishkuttle, County Mayo. Right outside Westport,
oh, yeah.
So we go there all the time and research that.
When you're over in January, if you want to stop by, we definitely push the boat out and give you a grand tour of some of the historical sites on the island.
You know, that's a great idea, because we're going to be in Westport. That's Ackle Island's right next door, right?
Yeah, it's only a 30-minute drive down the road.
You know, that's the beauty of Ackle. We took... We were out there 2 years ago. We went to Ackle Island. It was terrific. But we also went to the Aran Islands, and it was right after the Hurricane Ophelia. Everybody on our boat threw up. Every person. I don't think
I often wondered
there.
About that.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah, you send over the hurricanes, but you don't send over the heat waves to us.
No, yeah, exactly. Now, how did you get hooked up with the Ancient Order? I've heard Hibernians to do this, Vince.
Well, last year when we reached out to the Ackle and the Mayo diaspora around Boston and Cleveland, and the word got out as far as Chicago, so we got a couple of emails to see if we'd visit Chicago this year.
Perfect.
We got in touch with Gaelic Park, and we're giving a talk in there, and in Chief O'Neill's on Sunday.
Oh, are
and
you?
Tim Noonan from the...
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Noonan, then from the Ancient Order of Hibernians, got in touch and asked us if we'd give a talk in front of the University, and I said, absolutely, I'd be delighted to.
So when is the Gaelic Park talk?
Gaelic Park is on Saturday night at 7 p.m.
And then
and we're in Chief O'Neill.
Chief O'Neill's is Sunday?
Sunday at 3 p.m.
Okay, now I've got listed 6 p.m. for St. Zav's on the sheet they gave me. It says
yeah.
6 p.m. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's, yeah. And then
Monday night?
They have on 6 p.m. on Monday in the main building in room L215.
So you got it all down. Well, this is great because you're going to be all over town, so people have an opportunity. If they don't see it one thing, they can see it the other. Saturday, Sunday,
sure.
Monday, all over Chicago. Go in and say hello to Vincent mm-hmm. English, tell you all about Ackle Island. I will hope to get there,
That'd
Vince.
That'd be great.
We'll give you a great big Chicago
sure,
Falcha, okay?
Oh, well, there's a meal I have got. And
right.
Yeah, if you want to follow us on our Facebook page, Ackle Irish Center.
Ackle Irish Center, right?
No, Ackle Heritage Center.
Oh, Ackle Heritage Center on Facebook. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
Is that what
and
you
I'll
do
be
year-round? Are you working at the Heritage Center year-round on Ackle Island?
I am, yeah. And I give great a tour of the historical sites on Ackle. And yeah, it's a full-time gig. Bar the time, 3 weeks we're here promoting the Irish heritage. But yeah,
do you go out
good,
on the boat a lot? I would think.
We go out on the boat around Clare Island and Clue Bay and Grace O'Malley's castles. And Yeah, we covered it on Land and Sea.
Was Grace O'Malley from Ackle Island?
No, but she had a stronghold in Ackle Island, the castle. She was actually from Murriscaria, South Mayo.
Oh, okay.
Her father was Baradu O'Malley, and her mother was Margaret O'Malley from just north of Ackle, a little place called Erith in North Mayo.
Did you grow up on Ackle Island, Vince?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I was born and bred and traced my family back to pre-famine times in Ackle.
Terrific. All right, so we're looking forward to seeing you Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd at Gaelic Park, Chief O'Neill's, and St. Zav's for all our Southsiders out at St. Zav's on Monday, December 2nd. All right, pal, we'll see you then. Yeah. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, not at all. Thanks for calling. See you
God
then.
Bless.
Take care. Long ago.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Hey, everybody, drop in to see our friends Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn over at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub, 6462 South Central, one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area. And Mike and Dawn, his lovely wife Dawn, will take good care of yous. And if you're headed over to Western Avenue tonight or anytime this weekend, stop in and say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard over at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub. 10618 Southwestern, it's the perfect Southside Irish pub. There's always something going on, and tell them Hooley sent you. If you're interested in Irish American news, well, the Irish American News newspaper has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson, 847-872-0700. Or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. You know, my friend, my old pal, Jim Malin, has written a play, and they're doing a reading of his play, A Bump on the Leg, Monday night over at Chief O'Neill's, November 25th at 8 p.m., up on the second floor. Admission is free. Donations will be accepted. So if you know anybody who might be interested before Thanksgiving, give him a shout, because Jim is a great actor, great guy, and a good Irishman. So get over there to Chief O'Neill's Monday night for A Bump on the Leg. Of course, we want to remind everybody about our second annual Hibernian Hooligan Ball coming up Sunday, December 15th from 3 to 7 over at McGaffer's Saloon, 7737 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park. All kinds of great bands. We got the Larkin and Moran Brothers. We got St. Stephen's Green. We got the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. We got comedians Bridget McGuire and Pat Chase and Gino Cooney. It's going to be great. You'll hear more about that as we go along. Also, Monday night when we were over at the Emerald Society, we sampled some of Jim Mullen's applesauce. Jim is a police officer who was wounded and paralyzed in the line of duty. Just a terrific guy. But I got to tell you, this applesauce is great. So check it out. It's just Mullen's. It's on sale everywhere, the Jewel, wherever. So check that out. And one other thing I want to remind everybody is I'm going to Ireland in January with only 12 people. We're doing a film on Weeping Jim Kearns, the father of the Chicago flag, and my buddy Dennis Kearns. And we got a grant from the Irish consulate. And so we're going to do some VIP research. We're going to be all over the place. But we're hoping somebody can join us, because we got two tickets left to go to Ireland with us January 9th through the 18th. We're going all over the place. We're going to be spending a lot of time in Westport County, Mayo. First class all the way. Our friend Philip Duffy is our driver, and we hope you can join us. There's only two spots left. Get in touch with me, Mike Houlihan, 312-431-8700. We'll have to go to Hooleytown next week, huh, Billy? That means I can save all this great Hooleytown material for next week. Oh, and we're also doing the show next Monday here because of Thanksgiving here at Lizzie's. So if you're not doing anything next Monday, come on by. We had a great time, though, with Jim Bailey tonight, and we salute him, thank him, and he keep him in our prayers. We want all of you police officers to stay safe, and you firefighters. Thank you guys for everything you're doing. You are the modern-day equivalent of the Irish mythological warriors, and we thank you for that. And so we will see you later. Bye.
started.